It's the JD Cymru North podcast. Prestatyn still setting the pace despite playing three games in 6 days. Neil Gibson's thoughts to come in a second, but first, Dean Jones joins me. They're certainly setting the pace, aren't they, Dean?
At the end of the day, they keep winning, and it's pretty demoralising for the rest of them when they've had three games in 6 days. I think they played Tuesday, Friday, got 9 points. It's only 3 points clear. It's only early days, but they already really look like they're going to be a real force to be reckoned with. I know Michael Parker came off the bench on Friday as well, so getting him back is going to be a massive boost again. Absolute embarrassment of riches there. So they're going to take all the beating as expected, I think.
Well, we caught up with Neil Gibson, the manager of Prestatyn, after the Buckley game. Here's what he's got to say.
Most pleasing thing of anything was 3 points. You know, the performance wasn't anywhere near the standard that we expect and the standard that we set. However, with it being the third game in 6 days, it's a really tight schedule, and I'd imagine that most of the challenges in and around us would have expected us maybe to drop points playing two games in 48 hours. But credit to the players, they found a way through. They found a way of coping with intense pressure towards the end from Buckley, who, in fairness to him, you know, probably will go away from today thinking they might have deserved something from the game. So, you know, said after the game to the players in the change rooms that sometimes it's not pretty, but the sign of a good team is finding a way to win when you're not playing well. You know, and towards the end, there was bodies on the line, people throwing themselves at the ball. And, you know, Dan Roberts has taken one in the face from maybe 3 yards away, which is, saves an all-important goal. And that sort of defending is as good as a goal. So credit to him. And it's that sort of bodies on the line defending that will win you games of football, and it will take you to places this season. And, you know, that's the standard that we require. Having said that, can't be too harsh on the players, because we're missing Rob Hughes, Alex Jones and James Stead from the starting lineup on Wednesday night. So lads have come in who haven't played for a while, and there's always going to be a little bit of time for them to settle in and bed. But all in all, 3 points is what we asked for tonight, and that's what the players have delivered.
So we've actually, you know, got a bit of a week off, no midweek game this week. But we go to Porth Maddock. Let's talk about Porth Maddock. How do you think that's going to go for us?
Well, Porth Maddock are playing Llandudno tomorrow, so I'll get myself up to watch that game at Llandudno and see, you know, how they're faring so far this season. I haven't been able to get to the games, and although they haven't had the results that they probably would have hoped for or expected in comparison to last season, you know, you don't know what a team's like until you go and see them live, and we'll do that tomorrow, do our due diligence, and we'll come up with a game plan to make sure that we're ready to with whatever they face against us on a week on Saturday. However, normally it's a really nice pitch at Porth Maddock. We enjoy going there. It's always a good game. We had a fantastic game against them last season around Christmas time, and I don't want another one like that where it's end-to-end and 4-4. So hopefully we'll go there full of confidence on the back of what is, you know, three good wins this week. And, you know, it's a nice feeling to know so early on in the season after 7 games that whatever the results are tomorrow, we'll still be top of the league.
And in a way, Dean, it doesn't really matter whether they win games 6-0 or 7-0 or 5-0 anymore. They've got such a strong goal difference cushion. Actually, it's more about just winning games now, keeping that 3 point or extending that 3 point lead if they want to get out of this league.
Yeah, I mean, that Conway result was unbelievable, really, when you consider how well Conway have started the year. I mean, to go there and win 7-0. Was just absolutely astonishing, to be honest. But 25 goals I think they've got in 7 games. Can't have conceded more than about 5 or 6 probably. So yeah, I mean, they're going to take all the beating, but everybody knew that anyway. Everyone knew the task that was awaiting them, and they're there to be shot at, and they've obviously got the experience to cope with that. But they can be beaten, as Real showed. I know that was a derby game, and sort of form goes out of the window a bit in games like that. But at the end of the day, you've got to break them down for one. They've got a really good back line. They've got two good goalkeepers in Ryan Woods and John Rushton that Gibbo can pick and choose from. And then going forward, they're just absolutely frightening with like Jack Kenny and Jordan Davis, Rob Hughes. Just absolutely frightening at this level. And it wouldn't be a surprise if they did go up to see them do really well in the league above with this squad, really.
So, Dean, if you're looking at the table and you're looking at Llanfair United, you're thinking that it could have been an easy game for Real, but they certainly made it life hard for them at times on that game.
Real were coasting at one stage, and then a bit of moment of madness from sort of Keane Jones at the end gave Llanfair a chance to get a point. Obviously, he redeemed himself with a penalty save, but Llanfair a different proposition at home, and that's sort of a game Real might not have won last year. But there's a bit more steel about them this year. Asa Hamilton's hit a bit of form now after a sort of goal barren start. He's I think he's got 4-2 or 4-3. His firepower's a big presence. Aaron Hassel's sort of coming into his own a little bit now as well. And they've got quality all over the pitch, but it just shows the difference in the squad that they're going there and winning games like that that they'd have probably drawn or lost last year. And I'm sure Keane was the most relieved man in the dressing room, like going back in after his penalty save after he gave it away with sort of like virtually the last action of the game.
So it's an all Saturday showdown this week on the JD Cymru North. All games 2:30 kickoff. It's Corwin's week off on the bye, but they did get a point this week, which lifted them off the bottom of the table. Let's go through that fixture list in alphabetical order. First off, Bangor City hosting Llandudno. You mentioned earlier on Bangor with games in hand, certainly in the running. Llandudno a bit inconsistent at the moment, though. Dean, how's this game going to go?
Well, Bangor at home, by all accounts, they've looked really, really good so far this year. They've got a lot of quality. The European lads have come in and done okay. They've got enough sort of experience there. They're going to get better as the season goes on. And it's just a case of sort of picking up points now while they're gelling, just to make sure they get so they're in with a realistic chance of sort of getting silverware and looking for promotion at the end of the season. But Llandudno will be a good test for them. Like I say, they've been inconsistent, but on the day, like you saw last week, they're capable of giving anybody a hiding. So. It's one where Bangor are going to have to stand up and be counted. But at home, you'd be expecting them to win. But like I say, Llandudno have got players that can hurt you, so they're going to have to be right at it.
And Buckley Town will play Llanrider Mochnant, who had a bit of a wobble this week, but certainly want to get back in the horse and well within that top five.
Yeah, I mean, Buckley are doing all right. I know they ran Prestatyn really, really close last week, and should have maybe got a point out of the game. I know Prestatyn would probably had a few lads who were a bit leggy, but they'll be wanting to make an impact. I know Llanrider would have been disappointed as well, really, because after Conway losing so heavily against Prestatyn, they probably would have thought their sort of heads were down a little bit and probably could have used home field advantage to their benefit, but it didn't work out that way. But at the end of the day, it's still early days, and these sort of teams are going to have to pick up points against each other in the hopes of sort of maybe pushing into the top six or seven. I know Llanrider have had a really, really good start. I think they're fourth in the table at the moment. Not really scoring that many, but not conceding either. So I expect it to be a tight game. Buckley have sort of fallen off a little bit after a decent start. But like I said, there's not much in the early days, and it'll be these results that sort of go a long way to see where both are going to finish at the end of the season, I think.
So Llanfair United didn't make it easy for Real in times last weekend. Will they do the same for Colwyn Bay this weekend?
I know Colwyn Bay have been on a bit of a tough run before last week, and it was important for them to grind it out last week. They're there to be shot at after coming back in England, and they're taking their time to adjust. I know they've faced some pretty tough teams so far, but Hoggy knows it's going to be sort of a blending in first few weeks for them. Llanfair will want to bounce back, but I'd expect Colwyn Bay at home to have too much firepower for them. I know Mitch Bryant put in his best performance of the season for them last week. He was absolutely frightening, apparently, so and he's got undoubted quality. I mean, they brought him over from the English Pyramid after seeing him. He tortured Colne Bay in a fixture last year. I can't remember off the top of my head who he was playing for. But they'll hopefully that can be a confidence boost for him, because obviously all this is new for him as well. So, yeah, it'd be interesting, but I'd expect Colne Bay to get a result there.
Conwy Borough against Ruthin Town, what will you make of this one?
It was some result for Conwy Borough last week. I mean, after getting pummeled by Prestatyn at home, Llanrider's not the easiest game you'd want to go into needing to get a result, but credit to the team there. They dug in and got a really important result. And they've started the season really well, to be fair. I know, considering they lost a few key players in the summer, I think they're in fifth spot at the moment. So all credit to the setup there. They believe in themselves, and you can tell the camaraderie around the squad is really second to none. And that'll get you half of where you need to go in this league. And when you've got quality in the final third like they have, you're always going to make things happen. I mean, Ruthin, again last week, things could have been a lot different for them. Liam Morris missed a penalty for them against Colne Bay, which would have given them a point at home, so they won't be too disheartened by that. Like I say, they've begun okay as well, sitting in mid table, so I expect that to be quite tight, and I wouldn't be surprised if both sides had something to show for it at the end of the game.
Well, Flint have got their mojo back, haven't they? And Llangefni Town are still looking for points. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, I mean, Flint, credit to them as well. That result at home against Rhyl on the first day could have knocked them for six a little bit, but they picked themselves up. They've gone on a winning run since then, and they're right in contention. Like I say, they've got real difference makers as well. But as I said, when I saw Llangefni against Rhyl, I said they're no mugs, and they showed it against Bangor again last Friday. Gave a really good account of themselves. Were unfortunate not to get a goal. And I know the Bangor missed a few chances as well, but it's going to be. But I'd expect Flint to get a result there. But I say, Chris Roberts has got them well organised. He's got them well drilled, good on the break, and it's Flint's to lose. But like I say, Llangefni have really equipped themselves really well so far this year, and let's say any point they got off a considered big team wouldn't really surprise me at all in the slightest after seeing them a couple of weeks ago.
Battle of the G's coming up next. Gresford hosting Gilsfield. Gresford's inconsistency, well documented, and the feeling of the coaching staff well documented at their start of the season. Will they bag something here against Gilsfield?
To be fair, Gilsfield are doing okay. Like I say, mid-table again, really, really tough to beat. I know that there was a bit of a fiery run last week at home to Corwen, which they would have been disappointed not to win given the start Corwen have had. 3-3, I think it was. I think it's crucial for Gilsfield to sort of keep a run going, because once you start slipping in this league, then you're gonna be in trouble. As sort of Gresford are finding out, they just can't string a couple of results together. And you saw last week against Penryn Coch, again lacklustre. I mean, Steve Halliwell must be pulling his hair out there. I mean, they'll have one good result, and then just go on, sort of put that to one side. And I think they've lost three in their last five now, so that's going to be quite concerned for him. So it's important they sort of get themselves together. And whatever they did in their second game, after he sort of called them out on social media a little bit, it sort of needs to start happening on a more consistent basis, really, or they're going to find themselves in a bit of trouble.
Portmadoc find themselves bottom at the table and will host Prestatyn Town this week. Not the greatest game to have if you want to pull yourself back, but Dean, what's going on at Portmadoc?
They lost some good players in the summer. And they're just struggling for goals a little bit, I think. I know they brought in Mal and they brought in John Littlemore, both from Holyhead. And I know John Owen's going to help them. And they're going to hope he hits the ground running in the next few weeks. But I think just goals are a real problem for them at the moment. I think they've only got six. and they're shipping too many at the back as well. So when you put all that into consideration, you're not going to win many football matches in this league. I know they'd have been really, really disappointed with last week against Llandudno. I mean, Llandudno blew them away, really, which was quite a surprise. When you consider how much talent they've got in the squad as well, and things are definitely not going to get any easier this weekend for them. I mean, when you're on a bad run, the last thing you want to see is a team who are just hammering all comers. I mean, 25 goals in 7 games. And when you're shipping them the way you are, I mean, it's sort of the last thing you want, really. But again, games like this can be a catalyst for you as well. You've got to look at it as a bit of a free hit. No one's expecting you to get anything but a good hiding. So if they can raise their game, frustrate Prestatyn in the first sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, get a bit of momentum going, who knows what can happen. But it'd be very, very surprising if Prestatyn didn't pick up 3 points there.
And we have to say happy birthday to the Penryn Cork chairman. That happened last week. His side rewarded him with a win. And they've done very well, and they're quite the threat at the moment. How will Rhyl take them on?
Yeah, this should be a good one, this. I'm off to this one. It should be a good game. Penryn Cork made a really, really good start to the season. In the top six, I think, after last week. A really, really good result against Gresford. And obviously, Rhyl will be looking to make home field advantage count. They know that they can't afford any slip-ups with Prestatyn going to Porthmadog and probably getting an unexpected win. They'll be buoyed by the win at Llanfair. Like I say, they've really hit the ground running this year, Rhyl, which wasn't the case last year. They struggled to get going and cope with sort of the pressures of playing for such a club like Rhyl with such expectations with a lot of them. But they're all familiar to it now. They've got Leo Riley as well, who won the title with Airbus last year. He's settled in really well. So that's going to be a tight one, I think. Really, really tight. But I'd expect Rhyl to sort of just sneak a narrow win. But Penryn Cork are really, really well drilled. Really well drilled. Their back five has been absolutely tremendous so far this season. So it's going to be a really tough test for Rhyl.
Does the home advantage play there? I mean, it's a bit of a trek for Penryn Cork, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek, and it's a big pitch as well when you consider to the rest of the pitches in the league. It's a really, really big pitch, slick. Rhyl like to get it down and play, and it works to their advantage. But as you saw when Llangemni went there, if you can keep them compact, contained, got two banks of four in front of the keeper, and you don't lose your discipline, and you can go in the second half with a chance, anything can happen. So that's what Penryn Cork are going to have to do, and then see where that takes them. But Rhyl are coping with the more physical aspect of the game a lot more this year as well. At times they were a bit lightweight last year, but their sort of character is a lot better this year. I know Eddie and Rich have really, really tried to instil that into them. There's a lot more energy about them, especially on the flanks with Ben Burrows and Steve Thomas. So, I'd expect them to be up there, and it's going to be a really tight game with two informed sides.
Well, as I said, Corwin have got the bye week. We will sum up whatever happens to those games this weekend and look forward to next weekend's games in about 7 days' time. Say goodbye, Dean.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, mate.